Hi, this is Betty with Beyond the Dalit. I want to share a little something with you this morning. I got a word over the weekend from the Lord, and I believe after I received it, I just really felt that it wasn't just for me. And I want to share it with those who have been walking with me for a while. You know, there was a word that I got back in 2021. It was a word the Lord had given me. It was a scripture the Lord gave me for the Hebraic year 5782. And it is 1 Peter 5:10. After you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who's called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, secure, strengthen, and establish you. I believe that there's a company of people that have gone through a very difficult and challenging season, and you're emerging from that. And I just want to very quickly share, this isn't just about like having hindsight. It's more than a prophetic word that recovery is in sight. It's a testimony that God is going to finish what he started. You know I'm not the only one. I know that there are others who have been looking around and wondering how they made it through, and maybe are still questioning, am I through? You know, did I make it through the thing the Lord's been taking me through? And I think for the first time in a long time, the Lord really met with me, like I said, over this past weekend, and just deposited in me a word of encouragement. And I knew as I was receiving it that this wasn't just for me, that it was for those who have also been through this time of what I'll call diminishing. There's been a very challenging season of diminishing that we've been through, extended. And I don't mean for extended for a few days or a few months. I mean probably since at least 2021 or 2022, that it started then. And even at that point, you may not have even realized you were going into a season where you were going to go through the worst, most difficult, most challenging time of diminishing that you've ever been through, but you've been through it. And so I'm speaking to those who have been through that. And here's what the Lord is saying. Yes, the fog is lifting. Yes, the sifting is over. And yes, you're still here. You're still talking about Christ, still captivated by him. You still open the scriptures and ask, show me more of him. And that strikes me as one of the most powerful testimonies imaginable. Not that you know everything or have completed the journey, but after all this time, the person who met you at the beginning still holds your attention. There's a line running through all of this, and it's not about your faithfulness, your endurance, or your ability to hold on to him. It's about his faithfulness, his sustaining hand, and his relentless determination to not let you go. He's still holding your hand. The thread never broke. Not because you never faced struggles or doubted your abilities, but because the one at the center of the thread never wavered. His faithfulness can be traced across years that you could never have foreseen. It spans insights you haven't discovered yet and trails you never would have chosen. And somehow when you reflect back, the line always connects back to Christ. The same Jesus who met you at the beginning, the same Spirit who guided you through the fog and continually draws you closer, the same God of all grace who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus. You've entered a season where your understanding is deepening, your language is evolving, your perspective of the work he's called you to is maturing. You're experiencing restoration, security, strength, and establishment. The God of all grace, who's been beneath you all this time, is lifting you up. This is the time he spoke of. May the grace of God accompany you on your journey of restoration. May you draw strength from his unwavering faithfulness and find security in his sustaining presence. May your heart remain captivated by his boundless love, and may you be strengthened and established, knowing that the God of all grace is lifting you up. Amen. That's it. I'm not going to go on for an hour. I could, but I won't. I'll leave you with that. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This has been Betty with Beyond the Dalit. Shalom.